Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and this is Carl from Incredibly Strange Films and Incredibly Strange Music, Film and Stuff, and of course, Deviant Legion. And I'm doing a quick podcast in honor of the passing of Ryushi Sakamoto. Ryushi Sakamoto was the musician, film composer, sometimes actor, producer. He did so many things, and what we just heard is a cut called Rain from his Thousand Knives of Ryushi Sakamoto, his first solo album. He started in the 70s as a founding member of the Yellow Magic Orchestra. Now, I'm going to go and just sort of put on different shoes here and talk a little bit about the musicality. So Yellow Magic Orchestra basically was a pioneer in electronica. And though I have none of the music here, you can certainly look it up on YouTube. But you got to go back and talk a little bit about the history of electronica. And for me, I really get into the tape music, which has to go with, like, for me, the first one was Milton Babbitt, but also John Cage, Edgar Varèse. And this was very experimental, very aleatoric, very 12-tone, very dissonant. And so what he did what Ryushi Sakamoto did was he then went into basically making it sound like, I guess the best way to do it, an early Casio. And like the music you would hear on 8-bit animations and that games and that sort of thing. And he certainly had a lot of influence on both gaming and anime composition also. But as he went along, he then got into film music. And, of course, probably the first one that he's best known for is Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Now, throughout his career, Ryushi worked with several artists, including, of course, David Bowie, who he co-starred in the movie. He also worked with Uthu Andor, David Sylvain, Iggy Pop, so many different styles of music and so many different things he did. It's just amazing. And at this point, I just want to do get you to listen to the theme from Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, which is also known as Forbidden Colors. And we're going to do that now, and then I'll have a little bit more to say. Thank you. Absolutely gorgeous. That was recorded in 2009 with an orchestra, and just absolutely gorgeous. And the music that he did, you'll notice, it relies on patterns. This is true of even of his Yellow Magic Orchestra days. And though you might consider it more New Age, I really look at his music as sort of like minimalism with a twist. And that twist is not only the orchestration, but that there's always differences in the patterns. But there's no question about the patterns. You'll also notice the use of the open fifth, which is very, very much akin to the musicality and harmony that is focused, particularly in the Western world, as pertaining to Japanese music. And he was looking to be more international in his style. At least this is my opinion. And you look at what he does there in terms of that wonderful pattern at the beginning, that da-da-da-da-da, and the timing of it. It is in 4-4, but he elongates it, so it's almost like it's 6-4, 3-4, 6-4, or 5-4, excuse me. But the idea is that the pattern is there, but he is playing with the internal sense of rhythm. And I think that's very important what he does. Also, again, we're looking at what he does in terms of melodic sense. And the melodic sense is very, very much New Age to me. So there's this combination of things that he does that I find really interesting. Now, I just want to focus a little bit on his film scores that he did. Now, of course, we talk about Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. He also, by the way, he did work with Thomas Dolby. He did the music for The Adventures of Milo and Otis. Of course, The Last Emperor, which we will be listening to later. The movie of The Handmaid's Tale, not the TV show. Deldering Sky. Also, Wuthering Heights, the movie. Wild Palms, the TV series, which unfortunately he was never asked to be nominated for an Emmy for that, which I think he should have been. He composed the music to the film Little Buddha. Also, Snake Eyes, he worked with De Palma on that. And Femme Fatale, also with De Palma. Then also, I'm just going up here, and so many more. He did The Revenant not too long ago in 2015. And several different, as I said, he did several short films that he composed for. He did several videos of him performing. Just an amazing amount of music. And from a musician's standpoint, I'm just in awe of what he composed over the years. The closest I can come to as far as the amount of music from a popular composer would be Frank Zappa. Completely different, but nonetheless, the amount of work that he did was just fabulous. So there you have the films that he's done and so on and so forth. I really don't have much more to say other than we have lost somebody very, very important to music and to film. And at this point, I think we're just going to go and listen to The Last Emperor. This is from the soundtrack of the movie. He did play a small part in it, but this is the movie that he won an Oscar, and I do have to say that he won 2 Golden Globes, won an Oscar, and won a BAFTA award in his career. So the man was, and also won an artist award from France for his contribution to music. So, you know, very well lauded, an incredible composer. And it is a shame that he will no longer give us any new music, though I do have to say there are two films upcoming that are finished that he composed for. One was Monster, which is coming out. It is in post-production. That is 2023. And there's a film called No Man's Land, a folktale, which is completed and not released yet. So hopefully we'll get those. But at this point, I'm broken up about this, guys. I really am. And maybe I'm not as prepared as I should be here, but this one's from the heart. And I'm just very, very sad that Ryushi has left us. And thank him for his music. And on that, we're going to listen to The Last Emperor.
Thank you.
You cannot deny the power in that music. You can see everything from that film. If you've never seen The Last Emperor, watch it. Also, there's another film he did with Bernardo Bertolucci called The Sheltering Sky. And the score to that is absolutely gorgeous. But his music really, really paired with visuals. And he worked with really good directors over the years, De Palma, Bertolucci, Nagisa Oshima. Just an amazing, amazing pairing of visuals and music. And when I listen to The Last Emperor, I just close my eyes and I see that procession. And it's just amazing. Anyway, thank you, Ryushi, for all the music you gave us, all the films that you scored, all the people that you influenced, but particularly for the music. Thank you very much. Very quickly, going into what we're doing at Deviant Legion, I just want you to know that tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be talking to Danny Ashkenazi. He's the director of The Pit and the Pendulum, which won the Audience Award and the Best Featurette Award at the New York City Science Fiction Film Festival, which I attended 2 weeks ago. And we're going to have Danny on tomorrow, and that'll be really good. And by the way, you ought to check into him and his music, because we were just wowed at how incredible his music and the visuals were to that film. It's basically a mini opera that's based on The Pit and the Pendulum by Poe. We're going to do that at 4 o'clock. Then on Saturday, TC and I will be revisiting our high school years, 1972 to 1975, in the Carl's Cavern. And TC Clark will be with me. If you don't know that, we actually went to high school together and 2 years of college together. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about all those things and all the parties and all the music we listened to. And I guarantee you some of this you probably have never heard, because I tended to be out of the mainstream, as you might have guessed already. And thank you very, very much for listening. As I said, this was going to be a short podcast. So at this point, again, thank you for listening. Please go and listen to the Yellow Magic Orchestra. Go check out all these wonderful, wonderful YouTube videos that you can see of Ryushi Sakamoto and his music, and listen and really appreciate what a master he was. And again, thank you very much for being with us. And at this point, I'm going to say good night.